coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 1-0 overall and host in Central Florida at noon Eastern time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Sounds great. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. Your first question comes from Adam Biggers with todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Yesterday speaking with Ryan Glasgow, he seemed kind of excited with the direction that the program's going, and having been through a 5-7 season, having seen the low point, he said he gets a great deal of satisfaction from seeing everybody kind of magnetized to Michigan football. From your perspective as a coach, how does that make you feel to see your program, you know, kind of rising out of a low point? And, you know, 10 wins last year and a lot of anticipated success this season. How does that make you feel personally?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're only you're where you're at based on after playing one game as a team, and individual players, they're in a good position right now. They're in a good place. They perform well in their first game. Team acquitted itself well in the first game. I'm sure being the first day of classes today that guys are up on campus and they can hold their head up and attack the first day of classes and know that they're doing well. So, but that's now, you know, now you got to do it again, and you got to do it again the week after that. I think that our team has a chance to build and attack at the same time going forward this week. And each individual player has that ability. Everybody's how they should be feeling about themselves and their opportunities that are ahead of them. They should feel good about that and their chances right now. I think some guys are really going to take that and run with it. I really do. And that's the opportunity that lies before them. It's a good one.
If I could follow up real quick. I mean, just from your perspective, though, is it personally gratifying, you know, to see a guy like Ryan feel the way that he does about Michigan football? Is it personally gratifying for you as a coach?
I look at it the same way they should be looking at it, that, you know, we're building and attacking at the same time, and we have a tremendous opportunity in front of us. We want to make the most of it, and that's the way I feel. I think that's, and hopefully that's the way our players should feel.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Adam Kilgore with Washington Post.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good.
So we saw across the country this weekend a number of really good performances from freshmen, even true freshman quarterbacks. And I wonder just, you know, from your time, you know, the time you spent with high schoolers and the time you spend on campus there, are quarterbacks coming to college now more prepared than they used to be, and if so, in your mind, why might that be?
I don't know for sure. So, I guess you could make that case. It seems to be that, but I'd say that you could make a case for. A lot of positions, you know, a lot of guys, other positions, not just the quarterback. I mean, I think guys are coming to college well trained, and so maybe that's it. The training, you know, training's been real good. That would be my first assessment.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.